The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Of course, the other big issue, the other big piece of news in this country today is the continuing fallout over the governance and oversight issues at Children's Health Ireland. It dominated leaders' questions in the Dáil today, and we had confirmation that three more members of the CHI board have resigned. There has been some talk as well in recent days, in the wake of all of this, that CHI itself ultimately be dissolved and all its responsibilities be taken over by the HSE. Well, Tony O'Brien is a former Director General of the HSE, and he is with me now. Tony, good to talk to you, and thanks for taking the time. How realistic a suggestion, or how problematic a suggestion would it be for the HSE to take over CHI?
Well, it can certainly be done, but it wouldn't be straightforward. The CHI was established by primary legislation, an Act of the Oireachtas, back in 2018, after quite a long period of negotiation around the amalgamation of the existing children's hospitals at Temple Street and Crumlin, which are themselves voluntary bodies. So in order for any major change to occur, such as dissolving the board of CHI and subsuming it into the HSE, that would require new primary legislation. So even if that's the right thing to do, it won't happen quickly. That would take quite some time to achieve. But the fact that there have been some resignations from the board of some of the longer-serving members does give the minister, who has already appointed some new members to the board this year, the opportunity to do things such as appoint either senior managers or board members from the HSE to the board of CHI, which would lock it in a bit more closely to the HSE than it has been in the past.
And do you think there's value in that from a senior management point of view and from a governance point of view, that there is that overlap?
I think in the particular circumstances that we now face, yes, I do. And one of the reasons for that is the fact that a couple of the issues that surfaced over the weekend, which were known to the board of CHI, were unknown to the HSE. So Bernard Gloster, the current CEO, was in the dark about some issues, which was, of course, of great concern to him. And if there was some tighter integration, that probably wouldn't have been possible, and it might have been possible for some of these issues to be dealt with either sooner or in a different way.
What was the rationale, or does the rationale still exist for CHI being still ultimately a separate entity?
Well, when the plan to develop the new National Children's Hospital and to amalgamate the existing ones was being formulated back in 2013, the government's position then was that it wanted to abolish the HSE. That's one of the reasons why there's a separate development board, the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, and why the HSE was at slightly arm's length around the project. That's also a reason why it was developed as a so-called voluntary hospital, accountable to the government directly rather than to the HSE. Some of those reasons have fallen away because clearly the plan to abolish the HSE was itself abolished. And we're now on a different journey as a result of Sláintecare with the regionalisation of the HSE, but its continued existence. So some of the rationale that led to the present structure are no longer valid. But equally, that doesn't mean it's a magic bullet to think that you could abolish the existing legal structure of CHI, put it into the HSE, and that somehow all the problems would go away, because they certainly wouldn't.
To what extent are the problems we've learned about in recent days structural or born of governance, or are they cultural issues? I thought it was interesting, the Taoiseach today, I thought the days of a consultant being an independent republic are long gone, but obviously not.
Well, I understand why he's saying that. And if we look at some of the issues, then individual clinical practice have been an issue. But in this wider case, this more recent case of hip dysplasia and the disparity between, say, the numbers of procedures being recommended to children through Temple Street versus Crumlin, I think it's unlikely that that's down to individual clinical judgment. That's likely to be part of a wider multidisciplinary process. I'm just speaking in general terms rather than making specific allegations. So I think there might it's not just that issue of individual clinical practice. There is a question mark, obviously, about comparative practice, the application of evidence of what's happening elsewhere, and the ability of the hospital's management and board to see data, which enables it to see on an early warning basis that practice may or may not be out of line with how practice is developing internationally. And so that kind of goes to the heart of the systems. And to be fair to Children South Ireland, in their 5 or 6 years of existence, they've been in a slow, drawn-out process, longer than they expected because of the delays in the construction of the hospital, of trying to amalgamate a number of hospitals and bring together systems. And that probably has added its own complexity to the business of governing and merging the three children's hospitals that they're in charge of.
How interesting otherwise did you find it when we had cited that report on Friday, that practice at Crumlin diverged so much from the practices at Temple Street and Kappa and their adherence to kind of international best practice standards? I just, you know, often we'll talk about maybe the comparison between Ireland and other countries. I thought it was interesting there was such a stark comparison between two hospitals in Dublin and another hospital only a few kilometres away in Dublin.
Yes, and with quite considerable crossover of personnel on some things between those hospitals. So that is one of the more interesting, perhaps shocking to use another word, aspects of the report. And clearly the board of the hospital, when it's repopulated, and the HSE itself will be interested to get to the bottom of A, how and why that happened, and B, how it could happen within a single governance architecture, which is CHI, and not be noticed until quite some time down the road. Now, obviously, we have to recognise that CHI did notice this. They are the ones who commissioned the report, so let's be fair. But clearly, it's gone on for quite a period of time, and one obviously needs to understand whether it could have been detected sooner. And if it couldn't be with existing systems, then what systems are needed to ensure it would in future be detected sooner if such a thing were to ever recur?
Listen, before I let you go, since we last spoke, Bernard Gloucester, who's the current head of the HSE, has announced his looming retirement. How much has the role changed, do you suspect? I guess, you know, you're on the outside looking in now, since you did it. And what qualities or attributes do you think the incoming boss of the HSE should have?
Well, first of all, I want to acknowledge Bernard's enormous contribution, not just in his time as CEO, but in his 30-odd, nearly 40 years work as a public servant. And of course, he's got about 10 more months to go, so let's not think of him as having finished yet. But I think that, you know, one of the big things that Bernard is overseeing and has overseen is one of the big Sláintecare projects, which is to regionalise the HSE. With the appointment of these regional executive officers, that's a process of change that's still ongoing. It's important that the incoming CEO, whoever they may be, is wedded to that process, is wedded to the various improvements that are promised under Sláintecare, and essentially can be both an agent of continuity in terms of continuing the work that Bernard is doing now, but an agent of change in taking that forward to the next step. They do need to be someone who has a really good understanding of health and social care provision, either here or elsewhere. And in truth, I think they need to be someone a bit like Bernard.
Tony O'Brien, former Director General of the HSE. Tony, thanks a million for speaking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.